90.3 KEXP, where the music matters. That was new music from Pink Mountaintops, a great record from them. And my friend, the Comets are live here on the morning show. How are you guys?
Awesome.
It is good to see you again. It's been a little bit, but I'm psyched we could make it in. And we'll talk about the show tonight. We'll talk about new music. And I think you're going to play some new music, too, if you're ready.
Sounds good.
All right. KEXP, the Comets live here on the morning show. What was that one called?
That's called Zenith.
I love it.
That's going to be the title track of the upcoming record.
Well, we've learned something already in this studio. All right. Let's hear another one. It's 90.3 KEXP. Nice. And the comments live here on the morning show. Playing tonight, Triple Door. Can you tell everyone about that show? What's it all about?
Tonight is Brent Amaker is turning 50 years old.
I would say he is a legendary personality. I would say a legend here in Seattle, by far.
Absolutely.
So we're very excited about his birthday. So you guys are playing.
We're going to be playing. And then we've got Brent and his band, The Rodeo, are going to be playing. And I believe there's DJ...
Greg Vandy.
From
the station.
From here, yeah.
Vox Mod's going to be DJing as well.
That's right, yeah.
It is amazing. It's going to be a great night there.
It's going to be a blowout.
Man, that's a way to celebrate a birthday, I was thinking.
I think there's a few tickets left, too.
There's
so.
Go now, get tickets. We love the Triple Door and everybody involved with this show. And you guys are getting on at 9, and it says you're bringing lights and fog. How do you? You're bringing the fog. You're just going to package that up and
smoke and mirrors. It's all smoke and mirrors, man. Brent is bringing a huge rig, so he's gracious enough to going to lend us some stage props and stuff like that.
Good. So something pretty cool.
Have you guys played Triple Door before?
We played there once before with My Goodness.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Yeah. That's such a cool venue.
It really is. The sound there is amazing. If you want to hear a band at their best, that's a great venue to do.
We
do those VIP shows there all the time. Good people, too.
Heck yeah.
You have other shows, too, I want to mention down in Portland in May 2nd. And you get started with the festivals. You have festival that we've been talking about a bit on the show and having guests on, the Fisherman's Village Music Festival in Everett, which has a great lineup. That's you're playing May 17th. The Timber Outdoor Music Festival as well in Carnation. Really good bill there as well. So looking forward to the many festivals.
Charles Bradley.
Out in the forests and all over the Northwest now. It's a beautiful thing out here in the Great Northwest. And you are into the Northwest. You are living up in Bellingham, right?
Yeah, we relocated back to Bellingham about 4 or 5 months ago to kind of start working on this record.
Yeah.
I've known Zach for quite a while, but he was part of the reason to move back, just to have him on my team. And then we actually added Kevin on bass last week.
Last week? No pressure, man.
Yeah.
No pressure. Dude, by the way, we're getting up early. We're driving down to Seattle at 4 in the morning, and you're going to play on the radio. All right, you made the right choice.
We told him there'd be coffee. Yeah.
That's awesome. How is making music up in Bellingham? I love Bellingham. It's such a great vibe up there.
It's awesome. Basically, we've got a space in Makeshift, which is kind of... Zach, you explained Makeshift.
What is it?
It's an all-ages, arts and music venue.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Art gallery upstairs, and then also practice spaces.
Workshops, really artist things, there's a silkscreen shop, guy building guitars. It's really kind of a cool spot, and they've been gracious enough to let us practice there and hang out.
Is there a lot of music being made up in Bellingham right now? Can you tell? Maybe you can't tell?
There's
a million bands in Bellingham,
bands
for sure.
Bands and part of it is fueled by the university, new people coming through, and people that stick around, and just a kind of a vibrant little culture with lots of music going on.
It always has been. It's good to see it hasn't changed. I love going through there. That's where I'm going to retire one day, too, by the way, Bellingham. Because you got the college town, but you also can, retire in a small village called Bellingham one day. That's my dream. A little farm on the outskirts of Bellingham. And then I can still attend these festivals in the middle of the forest. So look forward to those. And again, playing tonight at the Triple Door. And you're playing a couple more songs. We should mention the new album. The plan is this summer it's being released. Am I correct?
We're basically in the process of going into the studio. We're actually recording our first single tomorrow. So
are you doing that here or up?
We're doing that at Orbit Audio with Joe Reinecke.
Oh, good.
Down there on First Avenue.
Yep.
So we'll be doing that tomorrow. And then we're actually going to run a Kickstarter to help fund this record. And then we're looking at probably later on in this year we'll be releasing it. But we definitely are trying to get as much hype going and get things, playing shows and festivals and things like that and get back out there.
Really just make it the best we can. We can put some time into it and really create something stellar.
Yeah, well, it's cool you're playing songs from it already, which I think is a great way to go about it.
Excellent.
And one of the bonuses of the music world right now, you can do that. if you got a couple more from it, we would love to hear them.
Some people say that you know.
It's KEXP. What's the name of that one?
Bet you can't guess the name of that one.
You don't know?
You don't know.
I was going to guess, but yeah, you should know the name of that, you idiot. Jeez, John. God. All right, what's this one?
This song's called Los Angeles, and we wrote this last week. So all right. Hope this goes well.
KEXP, I think it went well. You good with it?
I'm good with it.
I'm good. But, dude, I got to tell you, we as hosts, we walk out of some of these sessions and we're psyched about the session. And like 2 seconds after, it is immediately when a band says, oh, I totally missed that, or that new song. I think you nailed it, personally.
Thank
so
you.
I don't want to hear
Thank
any second guesses walking
all
out.
Right.
So
all right.
So written a week ago. I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it. That's
Very
risky.
Much.
I love it.
Yeah.
And is that, you think, going to make it on the record?
Yes, absolutely, 100,000,000%. Yeah, that's probably my favorite one so far.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you guys. Well, thanks for coming up. You guys, again, new record coming out in the summer. Look for the Kickstarter campaign as well. Great band to get behind and support. Triple Door tonight to see them, a few tickets remaining. And, again, I'm a big fan of the band, so it's always good to see you guys. And once the record's out and you get out there on the road, I hope more people get the chance to see you.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Thanks for the drive-in, too, from Bellingham. You get to hang out here all day now.
Heck yeah. We're excited.
It's a beautiful day. Big thank you to Kevin Suggs as well for the great sound, all the sessions. And we have two more coming up today. He's busy, as well as our amazing video team here, who are going to be in this very warm room all day long. And you're wearing long sleeves, man. You did not prep right. But these other two guys, I think, are ready. They're veterans. All right, little show left. I'm going to get back to the other side of the building and continue it. It's a morning show on KEXP.